Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Freitas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tony Freitas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Lawrence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas bunts towards third. Schubel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Freitas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bishop trying to get to third. Lawrence throws the ball into Shovel, who tags Bishop for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lawrence reaches second base with a double. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards second. McNair fields it and tags Lawrence, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Schubel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Athletics. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0 for 1 in the game. Freitas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Dykes trying to get to third. Gehringer throws to Shovel, who tags Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Freitas, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lawrence takes first base on ball 4. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Schubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawrence moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Lawrence scores. Schubel moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freitas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Haas steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. McNair reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freitas hits a pop-up towards third. Shubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Shubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shubble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shubble hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Real pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Izzy Goldstein now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer is hit by the pitch. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Stone reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer bunts in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Goldstein. McNair moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Freitas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to home to get McNair. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Freitas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goldstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Izzy Goldstein. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.